and welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron. You're tuned to Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales, or perhaps you're listening online. Either way, it's good to have you along for another program of folk music. Today, we will start the program with a birthday, Nelson Mandela's birthday. He was born the 18th of July, 1918. Unfortunately, he's not around, so in his place, we'll have Africa Mamas from South Africa, a folk tale group which promote South African culture, theatre and music. They will sing for us Tata Mandiba.
Ooh, Tata Mandiba.
Is a group called Africa Mamas with a song called Tata Madiba, which translates to Father Mandela. Tata, T-A-T-A, is an isiXhosa word that means father, and it's a highly respectful title. Madiba, M-A-D-I-B-A, was Mandela's clan name, which is sort of like a surname. Welcome to Come All Ye. Here's Nick Jones.
Come listen to me song. A trick of light was played on me, and it won't detain you long. I come from sea the other day, and a girl I chanced to meet. All my friends will be expecting me to a dance in Barrack Street. I said, my young fair maid, I cannot dance so well. Besides, I happen to Windsor bound, where all my friends do dwell. In to see the past 2 years, I've saved up £30. My friends will be expecting me this night in Windsor town. Well, if you cannot dance, me love, then you shall stand a treat. Have a glass or two of brandy, and there's something for to eat. At 6 o'clock this evening, oh, I'll meet you off the train. So don't forget to give a call when you come to town again. At 8 o'clock that evening, then the drinking did begin. And when we all had drunk our fill, the dancing did begin. Me and me love danced all around to a merry tune. She says, me dear, let us retire to a chamber alone. So dancing being over, and to bed we did repair. And there I fell fast asleep, the truth I will declare. Me darling, with me £30, gold watch and chain had fled. Left me here, poor Jack, alone, stark naked in bed. So I looked all around me, and there's nothing I could spy. But a woman's shirt and apron all on the bed did lie. I wrung me hands and tore me hair, crying, oh, what shall I do? Fare you well, sweet Windsor town, I'm sure I'll never see you. Everything being silent in the hour of 12 o'clock, I put on this shirt and apron and a steered for Cronin's Wharf. The captain says, now Jack, I thought you were to Windsor bound. You might have got a better suit than that for £30. I might have got a better suit if I'd have got the chance. I met a girl in Barrack Street, she took me to a dance. I danced my own destruction, now I'm struck from head to feet. Swear that I won't go no more down in Barrack Street. So all of you young sailor lads, a warning take from me. And beware of all your company when you go out on a spree. And keep clear of Barrack Street, or else you'll rue the day. In a woman's shirt and apron, or they'll ring you out for sea.
One of many songs about cheated sailors. That one from Nick Jones, the album Penguin Eggs, which was released in 1980, a couple of years before his tragic motor vehicle accident that stopped him performing almost entirely. He's still around, but not quite what he was. He's playing guitar on that, I think, and Tony Hall playing melodeon. Barrack Street, other versions of that song abound. There's Peter Street and somebody else Street and whatever, but perhaps the best known one is Barrack Street. A couple of tracks now from Socks in the Frying Pan. Interesting name for a group. The album is called Waiting for Inspiration. It's a trio, this group. Aidan Coyne playing guitar and singing, Shane Hayes playing accordion, and Fiacra Hayes, fiddle, mandolin and banjo. Most of the stuff on the album, if not all of it, is original. So we'll hear a song called Ireland's Struggle, then a nice waltz called Willie Ann's Waltz. Socks in the Frying Pan on Come All Ye.
Forgive me for my shame, the wrongs of dear old Ireland, the oppression and the pain. There's men that fight for freedom, but I fight for love. My son was taken early and killed near Holy Grove, a martyr for his country. He met with violent death, and I swore to God Almighty, I pledge him my last breath. So here I stand beside the men, in the echo of the guns, their 1916 rising. It's a fight for my son. Now I am of low station, in birth and life alone. This struggle's worth its waiting, the body's sure to fall. But regardless of the danger, I'll smuggle guns and bombs past British troops now stationed round streets where I was born. It was dark and I was fearful. In a din of smoke and fire, I shot an English soldier, his head above the wire. But I did not see my Michael, no ghost nor spirit rise. I'd have wept through all the fighting if custom let me cry. Bombarded to our places, with the buildings crashing round. Oh, but none among could face it, surrender to the crown. But words of consternation, of children on the ground, aye, we could not face it, so we put our weapons down. Now marching to our faith with our lives no longer bound to time and respiration, a flood of memories now. My child, I'll soon be with you, if God of light allows, freeze this darkened history. of Ireland's struggle now.
Squeeze box work there from Shane Hayes, one of the members of the trio Socks in the Frying Pan. That was Willie Ann's Waltz. Before that, another of their originals, Ireland's Struggle, from the album Waiting for Inspiration. We head off to Waiheke Island now. Waiheke Island is just across the water from Auckland. The group Granogue, and their album Laugh While You May, a song called Catlin's River. The Catlins are actually in the Otago region of the South Island of New Zealand, not where these guys come from. And in case you're wondering, Granogue means hedgehog.
Oh,
Song from New Zealand by the group Granog, Catlin's River. This band is from the North Island, from Waiheke Island, across the water from Auckland. Granog, if you translate it from the Scottish Gaelic, you would find that gran means hatred and og means little. And it's a hedgehog, so a little hated, prickly thing. Also a term for a short-tempered person. So, that's Catlin's River. Now it's time to introduce you to the featured album, which is neither prickly nor hated. It's an album called The Road Home by Priscilla Herdman. It's been around a while, this album, but she hasn't recorded much lately. She's now, 78. Although she's recorded a dozen albums or so, she started in the 1970s recording and not a lot in the last little while. Lovely voice, and she has probably become best known for singing other people's songs, although she has written some herself. On this particular album, all the songs are written by other people, and we'll start with a song called Big Town, written by Tanya Savary. All the songs have a sort of link to travel or journeys. Maybe journeys in life, maybe physical journeys. Big Town? Well, you'll get the idea of it. Featured album today on Come All Ye, The Road Home, by the New York-based singer Priscilla Herdman.
She opened a map of Kansas she bought 60 years ago. She said, "This is where my father's land was. A little X marked the spot, a little east of Colorado." Then she pulled out a faded black and white of a busy Midwest road, just a blur of the world rushing by. She said, "You could stand there now and never even know." It was a big town, became a small town, and now my hometown is no town at all. And what was Maine is dust and rain, broken window panes in the old town hall. It was a big town, now it ain't no town. Used to be the grain elevators and the scattered steeple spires. They were the only skyscrapers before the new roads to the cities stole the farm town fires. Before the tractor and the combine took the place of a thousand hands. An idle hour was hard to find. Now there's barely a trace of the place it was back when. It was a big town, became a small town, and now my hometown, it is no town at all. And what was Maine is dust and broken window panes in the old town hall. It was a big town, now it ain't no town. She laughed and shook her head and said, sure is a funny one how the years, well, they can turn one town into a bright shiny city, turn the other way and let another disappear. It was a big town, became a small town, and now my hometown is no town at all. What was Maine is dust and rain, broken window panes in the old town hall. It was a big town, it's no town. It was a big town, became a small town, and now my hometown, it is no town at all. And what was Maine is dust and rain, broken window panes in the old town hall. It was a big town, now it ain't no. It was a big town. It was a big town. It was a big town.
Yep, there's a few of those about. It was a big town, now it's no town at all. First track we'll hear from the featured album by Priscilla Herdman, a New York-based singer. She worked in the fashion industry before deciding, nah, I think I'll be a singer, which was a good career move, I hope, for her. Her first album, way back in 1977, was called The Water Lily, and it takes its name from a poem by Henry Lawson. She toured out here and certainly performed at enough festivals to become quite well known, well respected in this country. And as I said earlier, she tends to sing songs written by other people. So The Water Lily, I can't remember who put the music to that Henry Lawson poem. Might have been Martin Wyndham Reid, possibly, I don't know. Anywho, we heard there Big Town, a song, words and music, by Tanya Savory, about a small town that's now no town. That's Priscilla Herdman. More from her very shortly. This is Andy Saunders now with an Australian song called The Maryborough Miner, and I think I'll play another Australian one after it. You might recognise the voice of Bob McInnes. You might not. But this is Andy Saunders, then Bob McInnes.
Come all you sons of liberty, and listen now to me song. I'll tell of my observations and it won't take very long. I've fussicked around this continent 5,000 miles or more, and many's the time I might have starved, but for the cheek I bore. Well, I've been on all the diggings, boys, from the famous Ballarat. Well, I've long tummed on the Lachlan and I've farsick lambing flat. So you can understand me, boys, just from this little rhyme. I'm a Maryborough miner and I'm one of the good old time. I came to the Fitzroy River all with me Bendigo rig. I had a shovel, a pick and a pan, for a license there I begged. But the SA man, he said to me, for work I'd no desire. And so to do him justice, boys, his office I set on fire. Oh yes, me geology ochre, boys, I've done it on the cross. Although I carry my bluey now, I've sweated many a horse. Well, I've helped to rob the escort of many an ounce of gold, and the traps have been upon me tail more times than I ever told. Oh yes, the traps have trailed me and been frightened out of their stripes. They never could have caught me, for they feared my cure for gripes. And well they knew I carried it, for they had often seen, glistening in my flipper chaps, my patent pill machine. Well, I'm one of the men who cradled on the reef at Tarrangower. Anxiety and misery, my sad companions there. Well, I puddle the clay at Bendigo, and I chance my arm at Kew, and I wound up my avocation with 10 years on Cockatoo. So you can understand me, boys, just from this little rhyme. I'm a Maryborough miner and I'm one of the good old time.
Now once I had a great idea to see the Melbourne Cup. It's the greatest sight on earth, so I've been told. So I left my farm at Bendigo and brought myself to town, and I also brought a pocket full of gold. Yes, I came down from Bendigo, I came down from Bendigo, stowed away on the train so fast, away from Bendigo at last. But the pubs were shut and nowhere could I find a place to sleep, nowhere to rest my feet or lay my head. So I wandered around the town all night until the morning broke. Then I went back to the station and I said, oh, take me back to Bendigo, take me back to Bendigo. Let me catch the very next train back to Bendigo again. But then by chance up steps a man who told me that he owned a station called Garumbarumbaroo. And he asked me if I'd cash a cheque for £50 or so. So I said I would, as anyone might do. Yes, I came down from Bendigo, I came down from Bendigo, stowed away on the train so fast, away from Bendigo at last. Well, then he took me round and shouted, and of course I shouted too. But when he'd gone, I'd miss my watch and chain. So the next time that I shouted out, "Police!" And when they came, I shouted out again. Oh, take me back to Bendigo, take me back to Bendigo. Let me catch the very next train back to Bendigo again. Well, the policeman said, "I'll place you where you won't be robbed, my boy." And he put me where I do not care to tell. Nor can I say who won the cup, for when the race was run, I was lying in a cold and narrow cell. Oh, take me back to Bendigo, take me back to Bendigo. Let me catch the very next train back to Bendigo again. Next morn the judge said, "We can either fine you 40 bob, or for a week in jail you must remain." "Have it all the same to you, judge," says I, "I'll have the cash." And when they laughed, I shouted out again. Oh, take me back to Bendigo, take me back to Bendigo. Let me catch the very next train back to Bendigo again.
Wonderful voice, Bob McInnes. Take me back to Bendigo. Poor fella got ripped off terribly. Next on Come All Ye, a track from Ken and Brad Kolodner, father and son duo. Ken Kolodner playing hammered dulcimer and Brad Kolodner playing gourd banjo. And Brad sings a bit on the album called The Swift House. On this track, I think we're going to hear Rachel Eddy, who's a very good musician herself, giving some background vocals to the song Chilly Winds.
Thank you. lights don't glow. Going down that long lonesome, long lonesome road. Going down that long lonesome road.
Interesting combination of instruments there. Hammered dulcimer and gourd banjo on a song called Chilly Winds by Ken and Brad Kolodner from their album The Swift House, and the female vocals provided there by Rachel Eddy. Back to the featured album now for another track by Priscilla Herdman. This is a song written by the Canadian singer-songwriter Lenny Gallant, called Island Clay.
This old house once stood proud on the hill of pine and cedar from the land, cut by my father's hand and hauled up from the mill. Now she stares at her life spread on the lawn, at strangers picking through her bones. They take them for their own and haul them far away. And the auctioneer, he sings his songs and the people pay. Old voices echo from this house now dark and gray and cold as island clay. This old farm, 80 acres of a life, sweat and iron reddened soil, paid little for my toil, but saw us through all right, till that company came and bought land up all around. And soon the market prices fell, we took another loan and plowed it underground. But tomorrow morning they will come and have their way. And though their hands touch not the soil, they never will pay the price of island clay. Old hands turn the sod and toss the seed. These hands worked hard and they were strong, but they couldn't hold a printed paper deed. And from the moment that they signed this land away, these old hands are getting colder day, as cold as island clay. This old house once stood proud on the hill of pine and cedar from the land, cut by my father's hand, hauled up from the mill.
Priscilla Herdman with a song by the Prince Edward Island singer-songwriter Lenny Gallant. I don't know whether he still lives on PEI. He might. Certainly still in Canada. Lenny Gallant about an old house. Island Clay was the song, and it's from our featured album, The Road Home. Priscilla Herdman singing there. You're listening to Come All Ye. If you want to hear the program again, we haven't even reached halfway yet, but if you want to hear the program again, it'll be available as a listen-on-demand podcast type thing in the very near future, in the next couple of days. If you go to www.comeallye.com, press a couple of buttons, you can find podcasts or listen-on-demand programs going back for a few years. Knock yourself out. And if you want to just see the playlist, see what the names and details of all the tracks back since the last century, in fact, you can find them at that same website. Podcasts are also findable from the website of 2MCE, which is 2MCE.org. Here's the Ian Campbell Folk Group.
At the turning of the century, I was a boy of five. My father went to fight the Boers and never came back alive. My mother was left to bring us up, no charity she'd seek. So she washed and scrubbed and scraped along on 7 and 6 a week. When I was 12, I left the school and went to find a job. With growing kids, me ma was glad of the extra couple of bob. I'm sure that longer schooling would have stood me in good stead. But you can't afford refinements when you're struggling for your bread. And when the Great War came along, I didn't hesitate. I took the royal shilling and went off to do me bit. I fought in mud and tears and blood 3 years or thereabout. Then I copped some gas in Flanders and got invalided out. Well, when the war was over and we'd settled with the Hun, we got back into civvies and we thought the fighting done. We'd won the right to live in peace, but we didn't have such luck. For soon we found we had to fight for the right to go to work. In 26, the general strike found me out on the streets. Though I had a wife and kids by then and their needs I had to meet. For a brave new world was coming and the brotherhood of man. But when the strike was over, we were back where we began. I struggled through the 30s, out of work now and again. I saw the black shirts marching and the things they did in Spain. But I brought me kids up decent and I taught them wrong from right. But Hitler was the lad who came and taught them how to fight. Me daughter was a land girl, she got married to a Yank. And they gave me son a gun for stopping one of Rommel's tanks. He was wounded just before the end and convalesced in Rome. He married an IT nurse and never bothered to come home. Me daughter writes me once a month a cheerful little note about their colour telly and the other things they've got. They've got a son, a likely lad, he's nearly 21. And she tells me now they've called him up to fight in Vietnam. We're living on the pension now, it doesn't go too far. Not much to show for a life that seems like one long bloody war. When you think of all the wasted lives, it makes you want to cry. I'm not sure how to change things, but by Christ we'll have to try.
The Old Man's Song, that's called, by the Ian Campbell Folk Group. One of the major groups in the British folk revival back in the 60s, although they originally got together as a skiffle group in the 1950s in Birmingham. So they were around a long time, the Ian Campbell folk group, and had a lot of changes of lineup. But all their songs, well, most of their songs, quite thought-provoking.
Far distant lies Scotia the brave. No tombstone memorial shall hallow his grave. His bones they lie scattered on the rude soil of Spain, and young Jamie fires in battle was slain. From the Perthshire militia to serve in the line, to the brave 42nd we sail for the joy. To Wellington's army we did volunteer, along with young Foyers, the brave halberd. On the night that we landed, the bugle did sound. The general gave orders to form on the ground, to storm Burgos Castle before break of day. And young Jamie fires to lead on the way. But mounting the ladder for scaling the wall, by a shot from a French gun young Foyers did fall. He leaned his right arm upon his left breast, and young Jamie Foyers his comrades addressed. For you, Robert Percy, that stands a campaign. If goodness should send to old Scotland again, you will tell my old father, if yet his heart warms, that young Jamie Foyers expired in your arms. But ever few moments in camp sea I wear, my mother and sisters my sorrow would share. Now alas my old mother, oh long may she mourn, for young Jamie Foyers will never return. So brave. Now young Jamie was grief.
Distinctive voice, that's Alastair Roberts with the song Jamie Foyers. The album is called Dog Days, Devil Fish and Darkest England, and it features songs and tunes from 25 years of the Lee Folk Festival. L-E-I-G-H, Lee, as in Leon Sea. It's in the mouth of the Thames River in the UK. So, Alastair Roberts and Jamie Foyers. We'll speed things up a little bit with Jackie Daly and Seamus Cray from their eponymous album. This is The Bird in the Bush. Track from the album by Jackie Daly and Seamus Cray called Jackie Daly and Seamus Cray, and it's featuring music from the Slieve Lucre area around Kerry Cork border. Not a lot of Seamus Cray on that one. That was all Jackie Daly, I think. We'll hear more from that album in weeks to come. I come back to it every now and again because I think it's terrific. We'll slow things down again with a song called Weepers I Shall Wear. Weepers were head garments worn by mourners during a bereavement. Scottish. The group is Def Shepherd. Good album called Synergy.
lang the chairman banks would tweet on a summer's eve. It was near to Bonnie Kelsey Toon. It was there I took my leave. The leaves were weathered on the trees. The nightingale sang clear. When I stepped out, well, like some hurt to see my dearest dear. I scarcely had walked but half a mile when my true love I spied. She was walking slowly by herself, just like a blooming bride. I flung my arms around her waist as we walked slowly on. In between the streets, her broken, how the heather bells hung. But 6 weeks later, after this, a letter I received that my true love, she was laid low, and at the death, oh, her I grieved. My black clothes well put on, and weepers I shall wear, for the sake of my bonnie girl, and yen salute see.
Very pretty. Def Shepherd was the group. Weepers I Shall Wear was the song. Two tracks about pollution coming up. First one from the Three City Four, an old album, this one, Smoke and Dust. It was a compilation of their two commercial releases. Three City Four here were Marion McKenzie, who'll sing this song, I think, Roy Bailey, Leon Rosselson and Ralph Trainer. Then a song by Pete Seeger called My Dirty Stream, the Hudson River song, otherwise known as. Pete Seeger lived for much of his later years in or near the town of Beacon, which was upstream from New York on the Hudson River, and he didn't like what was happening to his river. So he wrote this song about it. But first of all, we'll hear the Three City Four with 15 million plastic bags.
Six feet long, 5 million were and they came in a smaller size. So I've taken my bag from the hanger and I've pulled it over my head, and I'll wait for the breeze to zip it so the radiation won't spread. Now 5 million bags of 6 feet long, 5 million of 5 foot five, 5 million are stamped with Mickey Mouse, and they come in a smaller size.
Sailing down my dirty stream, still I love it, and I'll keep the dream that someday, though maybe not this year, my Hudson River will once again run clear. It starts high in the mountains of the north, crystal clear and icy trickles forth, with just a few floating wrappers of chewing gum dropped by some hikers to warn of things to come. At Glens Falls, 5,000 honest hands work at the consolidated paper plant. 5 million gallons of waste a day, why should we do it any other way? Down the valley, 1 million toilet chains find my Hudson so convenient place to drain. And each little city says, who me? Do you think that sewage plants come free? Out in the ocean, they say the water's clear, but I live right at Beacon here, halfway between the mountains and the sea. Tacking to and fro, this thought returns to me. Sailing down my dirty stream, still I love it and I'll dream that someday, though maybe not this year, my Hudson River will once again run clear.
Unmistakable voice of Pete Seeger with a song he wrote to draw attention to what's happening, or what was happening, to the Hudson River near where he lived in Beacon, New York. My Dirty Stream was the name of the song. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we have a featured album most weeks. This week it's called The Road Home, from the American singer Priscilla Herdman, who lives not that far from where Pete Seeger used to live, in upstate New York. A song now from her, composed by Dave Carter quite a while ago. Dave Carter was a singer-songwriter who passed away at the age of about 50, I think, in 2002. This is The Gentle Arms of Eden.
On a sleepy, endless ocean, when the world lay in a dream, there was rhythm in the splash and roll, but not a voice to sing. So the moon fell on the breakers, and the morning warmed the waves, till a single cell did jump and hum for joy, as though to say, this is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray in the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden. Then the day shone bright and rounder, till the one turned into two, and the two into 10,000 things, and the old things into new. And on some virgin beachhead, when the lonesome critter crawled, and he looked about and shouted out in his most astonished drawl, "This is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray in the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden." Carpet green, and the wary children of the wood went dancing in between. And the people sang rejoicing when the fields were glad with grain, this song of celebration from their cities on the plain. This is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray in the dark night alone, in the gentle arms of Eden. Now there's smoke across the harbor, and there's factories on the shore, and the world is ill with greed and will and enterprise of war. But I will lay my burdens in the cradle of your grace, and the shining beaches of your love, and the sea of your embrace. This is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray in the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden. Rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden.
So, there we go. It's almost another Pollution song, isn't it? The Gentle Arms of Eden from the featured album by Priscilla Herdman. It's called The Road Home. For those who are interested in such things, it's released on Red Wing Music. You could probably buy it online. Most of her stuff is still available. She's certainly still around. She's 78 now, but not recording so much, if at all. The music lives on, though. Doc Watson joins the program now. Not exactly a jolly song. This is Doc Watson, recorded a long, long time ago with his father-in-law, Gaither Carlton.
I have an old tune here that it must have been put together back in the days of the Civil War. It's about an old man awaiting for his son to come home. Well, this song will tell you the story. One morning when the office had opened, a man came over here to the express office, showing signs of grief and care. And when the clerk approached him with trembling words to say, "I'm waiting for my boy, sir, he's coming home today." You have made a sad mistake, for surely you must know, this is a telegraph office, sir, it's not the town depot. And if your boy is coming home, it's perfectly mild to say, you'll find him with the passengers at the station just over the way. Not understand me, sir, the old man shook his head. He won't be coming as a passenger, but by express, he said. He's coming home to mother, the old man gently said. He's answer, he's coming to us dead. Just then a whistle pierced the air, the express came in on time. Then the old man rose in a breathless speech and quickly rushed outside. And then a long white casket was lowered to the ground, and it drew the signs of grief and care from those who gathered around. Do not use him roughly, boys, it contains our darling Jack. He went away just as you boys are, this way's coming back. It's broke his poor old mother's heart, her saying has come true. This is when he'll come back if he joins the boys in blue.
A deceptively jolly rendition of a pretty poignant song. He's coming to us dead. Doc Watson and his father-in-law, Gaither Carlton, playing fiddle. Next on Come All Ye, I'll play two tracks from a group called Polka 4. First one, a song called Ta Ve Garan Bui Agam. It's probably nothing like that at all, but it translates as, I have two yellow gooseberries. I'm not quite sure what that imagery means either. It's in Gaelic, Irish that is. Patrick O'Shea, Gary O'Brien and Jeremy Spencer. Who else is in that group? Robbie Harris and a guest appearance or two from Steve Cooney, originally Australian guitarist but long-time resident in Ireland. So a song, then a couple of waltzes. First one composed by the Scottish musician Phil Cunningham, well-known one called Flatwater Fran, which he wrote for his sister, who was a rower on Flatwater, and her name was Fran. And the second of the two waltzes is called the Bluemont, rather nice one, by a New England fiddle player and composer, obviously, called Rodney Miller.
Avaroudi vigam, mis mincha fine, Trish and cheat and cree and the madoof de valla doof de valle. Neil to gum go crew in yet, ach she's some hat, she's some hat. Ligan ma hat to tree de, it foot de valle, it foot de valle. Tara rouse a creel gum, mis creed a galla, creed a galla. Sedish den e wam akbar and that in bar and that in. Credit me down to the free, just stoop a batta, stoop a batta. Shoot her bar and free, a vato, a le vato, a le. Doodle dum doodle dee, doodle dum doodle dee, doodle dum dee, doodle dum do. Doodle dee, doodle dum, doodle dee, doodle dum, doodle dum dee, doodle dum do. Sin porta fylligen bipede on heelen laddie, heelen laddie. Porta fylligen bipede on heelen laddie, heelen laddie. Sean O'Callaghan on bipede, cos virche marschen, virche marschen. Shano kala on people, gus virche marschen, virche marschen. Gus tava raudin vie gum, mis mietschach weine, mietschach weine. Mischen schiert und krien, amma durfte walla, durfte walla. Snila te gum go krohen, ihr dach schießem hatte, schießem hatte. Legen ma hatte tride, et fuette walla, fuette walla.
familiar with that second waltz, but I think it's very nice. I certainly know the first one, Flatwater Fran, but the Rodney Miller composed second waltz there, I think it's rather nice. The Blue Mont, next on Come All Ye. We Lightly Come or Lightly Go. You can be the judge of it. I'll play two tracks from a duo called Rakish. First one, Lightly Come or Lightly Go, started off as a poem by James Joyce, put to music, I think, by Connor Hearn, or possibly Maura Sean Scanlon, because they are Rakish. Maura Sean Scanlon plays fiddle, Connor Hearn plays guitar. The second track I'll play is called Tune for Sarah, and it was composed by Maura Sean Scanlon from a 2024 album by the duo Rakish. Two tracks.
Lightly come or lightly go, though thy heart presage thee woe, veils and many a wasted or it let thy laughter run till the reverent mountain air ripple all the flying hair. Lightly ever so, clouds that wrap the veils below, at the hour of even star, the lowliest attendants are. Love and laughter, song confess, when thy heart is heaviest.
very light touch on the bow. Maura Shawn Scanlon is her name, that fiddler, and her musical partner playing guitar is Connor Hearn. They perform as the duo Rakish, and from their album Now Oh Now from 2024, we heard two tracks. First, the song Words by James Joyce, Lightly Come or Lightly Go, and then Maura Shawn Scanlon's composition Tune for Sarah. What do you know about Henry O'Farrell? Poor old Henry was a troubled chap. He was a Fenian and for various reasons ended up in Australia, the 1800s, and decided that Australia really didn't need any more royals. And the first time one of the English royals visited Australia, Henry was moved to pack a little pistol and go up from Victoria to Sydney. And Prince Alfred, one of Queen Victoria's sons, was roaming around a park in Clontarf, which is near Manly. And Henry took a shot at him, hit him, didn't kill him. Henry was taken into custody and met a sorry end, as you can imagine. But he was a Fenian and part-time alcoholic, I suspect. Franco Dowd, originally from Mullingar, moved out to Victoria not so very long ago. And I think he lives in Traralgon. Formed a band called Molly Moore. And out of it came Henry O'Farrell, a song we're about to hear.
Henry was born in 1833. His father a butcher in Dublin's Aran Quay. Henry was a scholar with intellect abound. He studied at St. Francis and then on foreign ground. Heading for the cloth, his future assumed, till he had a blue with surly Bishop Gould. Now in 1841, in Australia they were bound, from Dublin, Liverpool, and then to Melbourne town. The only flock he had were those with woolen hooves. He lived outside of Clunes with nothing else to prove. Joined his drunken cousin, selling seeds and grains. His cousin soon died from desperate drinking pains. Henry fell in hard time with drink and rumination. Took away his mind with pain and deprivation. Summer of 67 was the beginning of the end. He saw conspiracies and threats and family and friends. Henry, your foul light dead on the ground. Hang by the neck for treason he was bound. His grave lies bare and there's no one to tend. No Fenian died with no family or friends. With his damaged mind, he had to change the law. To right the wrongs of Ireland, he joined the Fenian cause. Moved up to Sydney, to the Clarendon Hotel. The only place would have him and his sister pay the bill. March of 68, Sydney was all a flutter. His Queen Victoria's son, the Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Alfred was visiting, in a picnic engaged. The clans of Clontarf, festivities arranged. Now Henry, your pharaoh lies dead on the ground. Hang by the neck, for treason he is found. His grave lies bare, for there's no one to tend. A lone Fenian died with no family or friend. Hey. His Alfred walked the ground. Pharaoh stopped his prey. He fired a single shot to everyone's dismay. The prince lay upon the ground. He shirked the bloody mess, but the buckle stopped the bullet from piercing to his chest. The trial was expedient and sentence was death. An appeal to the famine queen was just a waste of breath. The final words of Henry, a glad to be a Fenian, but those in the cause that have never heard of him. Now Henry O'Farrell lies dead on the ground, hanged by the neck for treason is found. His grave lies bare and there's no one to tend. The lone Fenian died with no family or friends. His grave lies bare and there's no one to tend.
That's from the group Molly Moore. Final track on the program today, it's called Kisangani. And if you're familiar with geography of Central Africa, you'll know it's a city in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which had a fairly lucrative diamond trade. A Norwegian songwriter named Henning Kvitnes wrote this song after seeing the documentary Diary from Kisangani. In June 2000, at least 900 civilians were killed and many more were injured in crossfire when the occupying Ugandan and Rwandan armies fought over the control of Kisangani. So lots of violence, lots of bloodshed, terrible history of that troubled city. This is Priscilla Herdman, the story of Kisangani. This will take the program out for today, so I hope you've enjoyed the music and we'll do it again soon, I hope. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.
Never waited for a plane away from Kisangani. Never walked 600 miles without shoes. Never went to sleep in the mud behind barbed wire. And tonight, my Lord, waited for a leaf along the jail road to Ubundi, only hoping I was not left there to die. Way past caring about redemption, only water, food and shelter. Way past caring about the reason why. They always said that there come a time when you feel you have to stop and you have to draw a line. Make a choice for life and leave a lot of things behind. They always said that there could come a time, such a time, such a time. Never had my family split up by any army. Never woke up from gunfire in the night. Never stood with a gun to my head. Saw my children being dragged out of my sight. They always said that there could come a time when you feel you have to stop and you have to draw a line, to make a choice for life and leave a lot of things behind. They always said that there could come a time, such a time, such a time. I'll wrap my bundle tightly and bring my best coat for the wind. I don't know where I'm going, but this is where the new road should begin. Just a Western man, so little that I understand. One generation to forget about our own past.
poverty and wars, and to wipe away all those human ideals that my father and his father were fighting for. They always said that there could come a time when you feel you have to stop and you have to draw a line, make a choice for life and leave a lot of things behind. They always said that there could come a time, such a time, such a time. They always said that there could come a time when you feel you have to stop and you have to draw a line, make a choice for life, leave a lot of things behind. They always said that there could come a time, such a time, such a time.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.